Joining us for advice are E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and Matthew Continetti of The Weekly Standard. First, E.J., reactions to Senator Clinton's speech.
Well, I must say, she said some nice words about Obama, but that was less a gracious concession speech, I think, than the first speech in her campaign for the vice presidency. It was an essay on a job application. She kept pointing out things about her that made her strong. She carried, we won the swing states necessary to get 270 electoral votes and so on. She was saying, I think she wants this thing. And I think the challenge to Barack Obama is he's going to have to decide this very quickly. Because if he doesn't decide yes, he wants or no, he doesn't, we're going to have a real drama for another several weeks that'll get in his way again to try to make his case against John McCain.
Matthew Continetti, reaction.
The real speech tonight wasn't Hillary's. It was John McCain's. And it was John McCain. Why was it important? He was using the exact same terms that Obama has used to describe this election, change. Obama has defined the terms of the 2008 presidential election. This is rough territory for Republicans because he's done that.
We are going to have a people emailing, I assume, HillaryClinton.com, telling her, I guess some will email and say, drop out, Hillary, and unify the party behind Obama. Some will say, stay in and go to, we heard chants of Denver in that scene. But there may be a lot saying, be the vice president.
Right. Well, you know, fortunately, I'm not old enough to have covered that campaign, but remember when Richard Nixon was trying to stay on the ticket,
1952,
yes. He called for lots of letters because Eisenhower was going to dump him from the ticket after a bad story that came out. And all those emails, they weren't emails then, all those letters and telegrams really helped him. And I think that call also suggests that she's in this to get the vice presidency. And I think Obama is in less of a good position to turn her down flat than he was back in March. She's won a lot of contests. He would have been stronger tonight if he had won South Dakota. And yet, if you had a Clinton in the White House again, you'd have an East Wing and a West Wing. You'd have to put on a North Wing and a South Wing, I think, for the two Clintons. And I don't think the Obama folks are looking forward to that.
Matt Connetti, do you think, you mentioned Senator McCain speaking. He was speaking in Kenner, Louisiana today, in a state which he intends to contest very seriously and certainly is not friendly to the Democrats necessarily, Louisiana. Do you think that it has been beneficial to Senator McCain to have the field to himself for the past few months? Does it get harder for him now that it's going to be clear that Obama is the nominee? Or might it be easier to go one-on-one with Barack Obama?
I think it will be easier. We've already seen this argument take place between Obama and McCain since at least George Bush's speech at the Knesset several weeks ago, where he introduced this idea of impeachment into the presidential campaign, and Hillary Clinton rallied to Barack Obama's side. That was the sign to me that the primary was over. We see confirmation of that tonight, more or less. I think those emails to Hillary will be drowned out by the superdelegates telling her to step aside. This is Obama, McCain, and who knows what the outcome will be.
Last word, E.J. Dionne.
I think it's going to help Obama to be one-on-one with McCain because clearly all of the static created by the competition with Hillary Clinton has still gotten in his way, even though John McCain has disappeared from the news. But I think it's worth recording, listening to pundits, that the loudest boos at the Hillary Clinton event tonight were when she denounced the pundits and the naysayers.
That's right. We're the big losers in that particular contest. E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post, Matt Continetti of The Weekly Standard, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Commenting and observing on this evening. When Hillary Clinton did win the Democratic primary in South Dakota, but given the results there and the anticipated results in Montana and the superdelegates falling his way, Barack Obama has clinched the Democratic nomination. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.